During his open remarks to the Utah State Senate on Monday, Senate President Stuart Adams committed to working to maintain Utah's high economic ranking. Adams says, according to Harvard University, the state is number one in the country for upper mobility. Part of this decision will include tax reform. Senator Lyle Hilliard of the 25th District was one of the lawmakers on the Tax Reform Task Force and sponsored the reform bill during the December special session. A citizen referendum was filed on this bill, and the legislative leadership decided it would be best to repeal the legislation.
I felt badly that we lost control of the narrative. People could pick and choose different things in the bill they didn't like, but I think they didn't catch the overall glimpse of what we were really trying to do and what we try to put in there to protect people who may have been adversely affected by it.
With a new governor coming in, Hilliard says it's hard to put time into explaining what was done in the bill and look into reform.
I'm personally one not wanting to do anything more on tax reform until we see who the new governor is, and I'm going to be listening very carefully during this next session or during the summertime to see what their specific solutions are. It's not just good enough to say, well, we'll talk to the people and let the people decide, because I found in this situation I have all sorts of extreme suggestions.
The tax reform bill will likely be repealed this week as lawmakers continue the discussion during the session. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.